Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you. When we look at what has gone, every water that has passed under the bridge, we have no choice but to be grateful. And so, Father, we are showing that out of gratefulness this morning, out of gratitude. Lord Almighty, accept us in the mighty name of Jesus. Accept our thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Accept our praises in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, as we hear your word this morning, I pray, new anointing shall come upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word will make us to re-examine our lives and put our feet on the straight path in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for myself this morning. I will not speak of myself. I will speak of your word, your glory, your honor. And at the end of the day, as you rain down the blessings, O Lord, you will take all the glory. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat. Tell your neighbor, it is well with me. I am delivered from worry, anxiety, discouragement. I shall not be a statistics in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. This morning, we read 1 John 2, 18-23. It's on this that I just want to chip in one or two advice for us as children of God. Antichrist among the brethren. That's the title. Antichrist among the brethren. That is, even as we are sitting here, there can be Antichrist among us. Look, 1 John 2, 18-23 is the passage that we read. And the passage in particular, the key scripture in particular about is 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, as we find ourselves now, it's the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now, there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Amen. The Antichrist is a spirit. Is it the spirit? The Antichrist spirit is one of the evil spirits that devil has sent into the world. That the devil has sent this evil spirit into the world to cause deception, perversion, ungodliness, and eventually lead many people to hell. We've had so many misinterpretations of the word of God. There was one on the YouTube. He said, I know the passage that many of you, recited is John 14:6, I think. Yeah. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the man was emphasizing that that was then. Ah! I almost collapsed. He said that now, Christ is no more the way, the life, and the truth. That is nothing but what? A spirit of Antichrist. And you know the unfortunate thing? The man has his own followers. When Christ said it unequivocally, I think I get the word correct, unequivocally, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except what? Through me. It was an authoritative statement. Christ was very emphatic about it. It was one of the upper room discussion. If you read that passage very well, John 14, when Jesus was about to go to the cross, and some of the disciples were confused. Ah, if this man should leave us, okay, you are now leaving. You know, before you leave, show us the way. Ah, I think it was Philip who said, show us the Father. Eh? Jesus said, you have been with me all these days. And I'm still asking, show us the Father. Whosoever has seen me has done what? Has seen the Father. Then I think it was Thomas. Now, Nanasepi, you know what? We want to know the way. Ah! Said, I am the way. He didn't say, I'm one of the ways. But what that man on YouTube wants us to believe is that Jesus was one of the ways. He's an antichrist. He called himself a Christian. That's why I said we should be very, very careful. Amen? The Antichrist spirit causes a lot of devastation. One, because it is principally opposed to the truth and the Godhead. It is against Christ. It is against his birth. It is against the life of Christ. It is against his death. It is against his resurrection. It is against the ascension of Christ. It is even against his second coming. I don't know whether you have heard. They said the Pope is trying to rewrite the Bible. By the spirit of Antichrist. Pope, either you like it or not, either we accept it or not, is a symbol of Christianity all over the world. Even if it means something else. But when they are referring to Mecca as the center of Islamic religion, people usually refer to Rome as the center of Christian religion. Now, the man there says the Bible is to be written. It's not only that. I read another one. I don't know whether you got to come about it. When he said that Jesus is no more coming. And what surprised me most was that emphasis was laid on that when Christ was telling the disciples about his second coming, that Christ was drunk. Can you believe that? He had just finished supper. And he probably was drunk. And so he's no more coming. That was from a Catholic writings. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So what do you believe, please? We have Antichrist among us. The Antichrist spirit possesses people and makes them to do the following. Number one, they deny that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. But if you look at 1 John 2:22, said, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. So don't wait for any Antichrist putting 666 on somebody's head. He is already here. That's what the Bible is saying. We have to be careful as Christians. Hold on to that you believe. Number two, an Antichrist denied that Jesus is the Son of God and that God is his Father. That same passage that we read, 1 John, verse 22. He is Antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. So anybody that denied the Father or that Jesus is not the Son of Father of God is an Antichrist. Number three, an Antichrist spirit denied that Jesus came in the flesh. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Any spirit that tells you that, oh, Christ didn't come, that one is also going on now. It's a lot of teaching. That is why your faith must be strong. You must know what you believe in before you venture into all these areas of studies. Even writing and attending classes at PhD level in theology, if you see the theories that I came across, I was shaking to my bone. People with PhD theology who have written, and they are writing about Christ. They have nothing in them but the spirit of Antichrist. I cannot be mentioned them now. 1 John 4:3. The word of God says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So anybody that denies that Jesus came in the flesh is an Antichrist. And this is it. This is the spirit of Antichrist. Whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already it is in the world. 1 John 4:3. No? It is in the world already. Then look at 1 John 1:14. 1 John 1:14. You don't have it here. 1 John 1:14. It's also saying the same thing. John, the Gospel of John 1, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. So please, let us be careful. Apostle John says something. Said the Antichrist can be found in the church. It can be found in a person who has fallen away from the truth. That is what the passage we read is talking about. Even now, look at that, how he put it. He said, even now, I'm reading verses 18 and 19 now. That passage I will read. So even now, are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time they went out from us. That is, they were following formerly part of us, but they went out. But they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not of us in the first instance. Beloved, this morning, we should not believe every spirit until they are tested to be true. Discern and do not believe the Antichrist spirit. Do not believe all these teachings that are going on the internet. Be careful. Be careful of what you read. I remember one of the founders of sociology, or the main founder of sociology. Well, let's call him one of the founders. August Comte. In his days, he started practicing cerebral hygiene. He said he doesn't want to read anything that will contaminate what he believes in. You know, sociology is about all these theories and so on and so forth. So he came up with his own theory of how society can be better. And there were so many counter theories trying to disprove his own theory. You know what he did? He shot his, he said it is known as cerebral hygiene. I think it is time Christians begin to practice cerebral hygiene as well. Anything outside the Bible, please don't believe it. Please, don't be confused. Particularly, I'm appealing to our children going to college. You will meet so many theories trying to disprove what you are held for a very long time. Do not believe them. It is the spirit of Antichrist. I pray we shall never be confused in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to arise this morning. It's almost time. Let's arise. And pray for yourself that God will move like never before and bring fresh revival for true Christianity in my life. You pray that prayer for yourself. You pray it for your family. Then we pray it for the nation of America. True Christianity. Arise, O Lord. Like never before. Bring fresh revival into my life. Bring fresh revival into your church. Fresh revival, Lord. That I will be able to trample upon the spirit of Antichrist whenever it arises against me. In the name of Jesus. Father, I come because I believe in you. Let me never be drawn when you are drawn in water. No? One can easily be submerged completely. And you begin to doubt what you believe in. Ask for the grace to stand. Ask for the grace to stand. To endure to the last. To believe in the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Finally, please ask whatever you want from the Lord. As for me, I don't want to come into this world, gain everything, and at the end of the day lose my soul. What is the benefit? Let me never lose my soul, Father. Help me. So that when I'm going astray, you bring me back. That I will not backslide, Lord. That's my own request. I don't know your request. Ask whatever you want from the Lord. Paul said, I don't want to preach to people, and they made heaven, and at the end of the day, I'm cast away. Each time I reflect over those words, I examine my life. I don't want to be a castaway, Lord. I'm not perfect. Help me. But what says, be ye perfect as your Father is perfect. That means we can achieve that perfection. We can achieve it. Lord, help me. The grace of Lord to be perfect, I receive. And the spirit of Antichrist is banished in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can have your seat quickly. Our time is fast spent. Let's get our offerings together. Buildings. If you have any pledge, put everything together. Write them at the back of the envelope. Write your check. Put your cash in it as we raise it up. Those of us at home,